morning and welcome to our sunrise service of worship on this Sunday, April the 26th. But this is the third Sunday of Easter, and this is me, Kanan Harris, and my son Ezekiel bringing you a word from the Lord this morning from our home in Denver, Colorado. So just know that we are sending out a blessing, and we're sending out a prayer for each and every one of you, and we're keeping you in our prayers here at Central Christian Church. In fact, let's start by just lifting up a word of prayer, and we're going to share in prayer, we're going to share in scripture, we're going to share a message, and we're going to share another song over these next 15 minutes as we join together on this Sunday morning. But let's have a time of prayer as we begin. And God, we are just trusting in you, and God, we're asking your blessing upon each one who is within the sound of my voice. God, we ask that you just send a special blessing upon each one and help each of us to know that we can trust in you and in your plan and purposes for us through our Lord Jesus Christ and by his Holy Spirit. Indeed, it's the Spirit that connects us across the miles. We know that your Spirit is connecting us heart to heart and soul to soul. And God, we know that that is how we are connected indeed in this time by the Spirit of your love, the Spirit of your Son, Jesus Christ. And God, in this time of great crisis, both in this country and around the world, we do pray for your healing, and we do pray for a miracle. We pray that you will allow this plague to pass from us, God, that you will anoint us by your Spirit and by your Son, and that you will cover us and that you will give us all protection. And God, we know that you are the author of mercy, forgiveness, and grace. So God, we ask that we might be forgiven of our sins, that we might turn a page in our life, that we might know that we stand on a firm foundation in your love. God, give us peace in our hearts. God, help us to trust in you and in your plan and purposes for us, regardless of the circumstances. God, these days seem very dark and uncertain, but God, we know that you have a plan for us. God, we know that we are your holy people that are standing here, freed from our sins by what you have done for us and your Son. And God, we trust in you, and we trust in your plan and purpose, and we trust even that this world is not our home, but that we're just a passing through. God, help us to know that we stand on the solid rock of our faith in Jesus Christ. We stand on a firm foundation. And God, we ask a blessing upon each one who is listening, upon all that they love. God, we just ask for your healing miracle on anyone who may be within the sound of this voice. And God, we just ask your blessing across this land, and that you allow this very terrible time to pass from us. God, we know you have a new day and a new promise. God, and help us to trust, and help us even to find the silver lining in these difficult things. God, we ask your blessing upon all those that have to go out into this difficult season and all those who are standing on the front lines of caregiving. We just ask your blessing and protection upon them and on each of us. God, we trust all this and we pray in Jesus' name and by his Holy Spirit. Amen. And as I said, I'm going to lift up a word from the Lord today. And this is the day where we remember the walk to Emmaus. And this was a time, the walk to Emmaus was a time where the disciples met Jesus on the road after he had been crucified and resurrected. The scripture, you'll find it in Luke's gospel in the last chapter, on chapter 24, where the scripture says that, "Now on that day, two of them were going to a village called Emmaus, about 7 miles from Jerusalem, and talking with each other about all the things that had happened. And while they were talking and discussing, Jesus himself came near and went with them, but their eyes were kept from recognizing." And then the story continues, and they talk about what had happened in Jerusalem. They talk about the resurrected life, and Jesus interprets the scripture. And then the scripture continues and says that as they came near the village to which they were going, he walked ahead as if he were going on, but they urged him strongly, saying, "Stay with us, because it is almost evening, and the day is now nearly over." So he went in to stay with them. And then verse 30, "When he was at the table with them, he took bread, blessed and broke it, and he gave it to them. And then their eyes were opened, and they recognized him, and he vanished from their sight." This is the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ, according to Luke this day. Thanks be to God. Amen. And there's a message here, and of course we read this Bible for us today. This is not just some history book, but we hear a message here for us. And the message is that Jesus walks among us, that Jesus is alive today, that his Spirit is here with us. That was the message that they were so desperate to hear that week after the resurrection when they were walking on the road to Emmaus. They had heard the stories, but did they believe them? Did they trust them in their heart? They were sharing with each other, but did they understand? Jesus himself appeared among them, and he explained the scripture to them. And then when they recognized him, the scripture says that he vanished from their sight, but not before he took the bread, and he broke it, and he blessed it, and he gave it to them. And it was in that act that they recognized him, and they recognized that he was still there among them. His Spirit was still binding them together. And in fact, that is true also for us here in our day. And that's why every time we gather here at 10 o'clock this morning, we're going to have our communion service where we share across the miles the bread and the cup, and we share the elements of communion with one another. And it's the scripture says that every time we gather, that we reenact that moment where Jesus blesses and he breaks and he shares, and he shares of his Spirit with us. Every time we worship, we remember that Jesus is still here, that he still walks among us, that his Spirit is still present with us today, and that that hope is still true, that death is not the end, but that we can trust in the resurrected life, and we can trust in the promises of God. Does this scripture speak to us now, today, while we are locked up at home, so many of us are walking out into this world and afraid and questioning and waiting to see what is the next pronouncement from the government or from the state or from the mayor, or the goalposts keep shifting of when things are going to open up? But do we trust that this is not where we place our hope? Do we trust that we have a hope beyond this life? Do we trust that God is guiding us and directing us in the way that we should go? This is the message that we have in Jesus Christ and by the Holy Spirit. This is the message of God's Word. This is the message for this Sunday, in a time, if we can think back 2,000 years ago, when things were so much more dark because they didn't know yet the hope that we have in the eternal life. This is a difficult season for all of us, but we've been through hard times before, and our faith teaches us that God has gotten us this far, and God will continue to get us to where we need to go. Do we trust? Do we believe? Do we have faith? And if we're paying attention, we can see that despite all the seeming evidence to the contrary, Jesus is here, and his Spirit is with us, and it is binding us together, and it is knitting us together in love and in our hope for the future. This is where we find our hope, not in what the world tells us, but what God tells us in the Word and in our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Aren't we so fortunate? Aren't we so blessed? And so let us give thanks and praise to our God who guides us and directs us in the way that we should go. Thanks be to God this day. Hallelujah. Amen. And indeed, we do continue to sing hallelujahs. We do continue to lift up the name of our Lord. And in this season, and as we hear now the birds chirping, as we see the sun rising here in this time, we know that God has in store for us a victory. How dark is the night before the dawn? But do we trust that God will get us past this difficult season, and that God will land us on the further shore, just as God has done this time and time? And with that hope in mind, we're going to lift up this song as we close, as we see the sun rise up above our shoulders, as we welcome in the new day. We're going to sing this great song that talks about our hope. This is a song that I learned when I lived back in Tennessee and Kentucky. This is kind of a country gospel song, but doesn't it have a message of our faith? And Ezekiel is going to join with me and harmonize. The song's called Further Along as we close this day.
Tempted and tried, we oft made to wonder why it should be thus all the day long, while there are others living about us, never molested second verse. Faithful to death is our loving Savior. A few more days we'll labor and wait. Toils of the road will then be as nothing as we walk through that. Farther along, we'll know all about it. Farther along, we'll understand why. Cheer up, my brothers, live in the sunshine. We'll understand it all by and by.
Let's do that. Cheer up, my brothers, one more time.
Cheer up, my brothers, live in the sunshine. We'll understand it all by and by.
Amen. I'm so glad that you could join us this morning. Don't forget, I'm holding my hand in front of Ezekiel. Don't forget that we do have a 10 o'clock communion service. It lasts about 45 minutes. It's at 10 o'clock Mountain Time today, and with my wife, Nikki, and we'll share a message and also children's time and communion. So please do join us at 10 o'clock today for that communion service. But God bless you. We'll look for you next week, and just know that we're sending out our prayers and our love here from Denver, Colorado to all of you. God bless you.